A gas line directly from the North Slope to South Central Alaska got extra force today as sponsors of two competing development paths began to work together. A bill sponsored by House Speaker Kenai Republican Mike Chenault would set up a semi-independent development team headed by the executive director of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, Dan Fauske, with the mandate of having a plan completely ready for a legislative go-ahead decision in the summer of 2011. Senate Resources Co-Chair Republican Liesl McGuire had proposed giving more responsibility to the Alaska Railroad. Chenault says they recognized that their mutual goal was to get a project built, not to debate their separate merits.
I don't need the political cover. I don't think that the senator needs it. No one sitting at this table needs it. What we're interested in is trying to move forward a project that provides Alaska with the energy security that they need. And we feel this is the best way to get us there.
The new compromise will allow Fauske to head up the development team, consisting of the governor's in-state gas line coordinator, the chief executive officer of the Alaska Natural Gas Development Authority, the commissioner of the State Department of Transportation, and the chairman of the board of the railroad, John Binkley. They have the same basic requirements as Chenault proposed. That measure has already passed the House and needs only Senate approval. Fauske and the House Housing Finance Corporation have experience dealing with the economics of managing projects. Fauske says he's more interested in what can be gathered from the other people working on the project, and he's seeing a lot of optimism from all directions.
I had a nice visit with the governor yesterday, and I sensed a lot of excitement about moving forward with the process. I also had a nice meeting with John Binkley yesterday. We met for probably an hour in my office. I'm thrilled by the excitement that I'm seeing from people. What I bring is the ability to get a good team together, share information, and try and move something forward, and I enjoy doing that.
The formal compromise requires action in both the House and Senate before going to the governor. Once the work begins, Fauske will give monthly reports to lawmakers and will recommend to next year's legislature what statutory changes they will need to complete their planning.